morning, but really we're thinking about faith. That's the idea anyway, I hope. Paul has been talking about how people can have a relationship with God. He's talking about how their sins can be forgiven, how they can have eternal life, how they can know God. And the big question is it about what we do, the things that we do to try and please God, or is it all about what God has done on the cross? And so kind of Paul is saying it's always been about what God has done. It's always been about people trusting what God has done. And that's why he points us back to Abraham and to the covenant or the agreement that Abraham had with God. And kind of in the covenant, God promised to do lots of things for Abraham. He promised to make him the father of a great nation, promised to give him children, made the most amazing promises to him. But also Abraham had to do some things. He had to worship God and be obedient to God. And Paul asks, well, what was it that saved Abraham? Was it being obedient, or was it believing what God said? And Paul kind of quotes a passage from Genesis where it says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. So this is all about faith, and it's all about belief, and it's all about relationship. Paul talks about Abraham being saved because he believed God. And that's at the heart of what we're thinking about today. So what do we have to do to believe God? It's all about believing in what God did for us on the cross when Jesus died for us. It's about putting our trust in that. And that little exercise we had here today was all about someone putting their trust in someone else. And I thought Lygie was incredibly brave when he did that. So it is about faith, but it's also about faith and relationship. Abraham trusted God because he knew God, and because he trusted God, he had this kind of incredible relationship with God, and that kind of knowledge of God grew. And what I find fascinating is that James quotes the same verse, but he just says a little bit more. Paul says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. James says the same thing. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. And I wonder whether Lygie would have been quite so happy to jump off of the plank if he didn't know the person that was in front of him and the person that was going to catch him. It was because actually it was his mum and he trusted her that he was willing to step off the plank and know that mum would catch him. And it's like that with God. The more we know God, the more we trust God. And when we put our trust in him and our relationship was restored in him, we have this kind of new relationship. And it's all about being God's friend. And that's what we want to think about this morning. And this must be, I hope someone's timing it, the shortest talk by the vicar. And it's certainly the shortest one on Romans. I made 45 minutes last time. So I've got two questions, which are the rest of the talk, and they're for you to talk about around your tables. And please do kind of talk, get the children involved in that, hear what they think about it too. They're really simple questions. What makes a good friend? What makes a good friend? And what would it be like to be friends with God? What would friendship with God, that's what Abraham had, that's what God wants for us, what would that be like? And hopefully, as you talk about that, we will kind of provide you with some bacon butties to kind of give you some energy to kind of go deep with that kind of, with those questions.